Unsolved Mystery. On tonight's Unsolved Mystery, an ordinary man facing an uncertain destiny pulled back the curtains and dug beneath the leaves. A car pulled into the alley, an unrecognized driver who brought in some groceries. The blinds closed. The smoke alarm was out of batteries. The garbage can was overflowing. The dog kept whining. The front key didn't fit the lock. The basement door is wide open. The faucet and the drain are corroding. The botched job is still unfinished. The siding is crumbling. The open window on the third floor balcony. The broken statue in the morning. He parked up there near the river, near last night's campfire, still burning. There's a road that goes over and around. Someone is watching from the trees, observing an actor in a reenactment, describing the criminal act as witnessed to a detective in a too long tan overcoat that brushes up against the wet grass, and the mud keeps them sliding across the scene of the crime. This case has become rather slippery, wouldn't you agree? The slate of evidence has been wiped clean. If you or anyone you know has any information about the cases you've seen, please contact your local law enforcement officials and tell them that you will be investigating, because you can't count on them to follow up competently or promptly or meticulously or at all. Tell them that you're filming a movie, a documentary about what may have been seen. One loud blue night by the cataracts, the spectacular cascades were hiding the end of a span of life. A body with a waterlogged chest, the opposite of emptiness, could not catch a breath when their life depended on it, and so they found the very end and sunk into the bed.